what is the difference, as you did your research, between living for long amounts of time, I mean, day in, day out, in microgravity? There is, people don't know what there really is, some gravity there, I guess. But
that's why it's not called zero gravity, right?
But they float around, nevertheless, as though it was zero gravity, right?
Right. Well, there are a lot of changes that happen to the human body, and most of them are not too good. From the very beginning, within the first 24 hours after being launched in space, a lot of people get what they call space sickness. It's a sense of disorientation. They're tired. They're clumsy. If they're first-timers, they are bouncing off the walls, literally.
Is it like seasickness?
It is like seasickness. Some of them just feel nauseated, and that's why for the first 24 hours they don't schedule anything really important for them to do. The tasks tend to be not so demanding.
Does it finally go away for everybody, or are there a few people that go up there and just never get over it?
Generally, it goes away after the first 24 hours, but some people really don't do very well. The funny thing is also that it's not correlated with your susceptibility to seasickness. So that, from what I understand, John Glenn got terribly seasick when he was in the Navy, but he didn't get space sickness.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, so I'm not really sure how you can predict who's going to get space sickness or not.
Can they do that in KC-135s, you know, the vomit comet thing?
Everybody gets sick in KC-135s, so I don't think that's a good predictor.
Not a good predictor.
No. And then the other things that happen to your body is immediately you start to have redistribution of your fluids. Fluid leaves your intravascular system, your blood vessels, and goes into your soft tissues. So that very often when you see pictures of people from space, their faces are kind of puffy. It's because the fluid has moved into their soft tissues. Another problem is that calcium starts to leak out of the bones into your bloodstream, and so they will get premature osteoporosis if they stay up there very long. And they'll get kidney stones as well because of that extra calcium.
Kidney stones are a disqualifier if you have them, aren't they?
They are, and I actually had to find that out when I went down to NASA because I knew that I had a hero named Jack who was in the space program. He was going to be an astronaut, but I needed something to disqualify him so that he would have this sense of bitterness that his wife was going up and he couldn't.
So it was kidney stones.
And I said, well, what will disqualify you? And they said, well, kidney stones will because, this higher calcium leaching out of your bones will cause kidney stones. And have you ever had a kidney stone?
No, don't want one.
I don't want one either, but I have seen people have them, and they apparently are the most painful thing that can happen to you. It will completely knock you out.
Would a kidney stone pass ultimately as it might on Earth?
It probably would pass ultimately, but, you know, not all of them do pass very easily. Some of them...
Not so easily.
Yes, hang around for a while, and that person is out of commission.
Yes. I would imagine medicine in space, and this is all through your book, but medicine would be very, very different in microgravity, yes?
Well, you know, you probably watched ER. You watched people getting CPR and how much chaos there is involved. It's hard enough doing CPR on Earth. Imagine what it's like where there's no gravity, where everything is in 3D, and things are floating around. What they have to do is strap the patient down on a fixed board, and then in order for you to do cardiac compressions, you have to plant your feet against a surface, because if you don't, you will go bouncing off each other.
So as you tried to do the compression, you'd be pushed backwards.
You'd be pushed backwards. So there's this, first of all, just trying to get yourself stationary. The other thing is, say you want to take blood. So you put the tourniquet on and you take the tourniquet off. If you don't fix that tourniquet to something, it will float off and you will never find it again. It's interesting how, because things are in 3D up there, people don't normally, when they're searching for something, they don't normally look up. But in space, of course, things will float all over, and you will lose things. That astronauts lose tools all the time and don't find them until they come back down for a landing. Sally Ride, when she went up once in the shuttle, she lost her boots. And when they were coming back for a landing, she had to come back in her stocking feet. And only as they were starting you know, coming back, and then they were feeling gravity again. She heard the boots fall and realized they were just there all the time, just above her head.
I was going to say, but boots are so big. You would think the space station is full of electronic panels everywhere, and, you know, they just sort of float up against something, but they actually got lost.
They got lost, and that's what happens to tools. So those things, and you lose vials. You have to be very careful of where you put things. And then what I found, it as a novelist, I'm trying to find things that have a visual impact because I'm always, you know, I'm a very visual writer. And I thought about blood. What happens to blood? What happens when you bleed in space? Well, on Earth, of course, it drips. But in space, it forms these giant floating globules. And I was using as my model what had happened aboard the Mir space station. They had an antifreeze leak once, and there were these giant floating green basketball-sized balls of antifreeze just floating around, you know, the interior of Mir. And I thought, oh, what if that was blood? Wouldn't that be quite a dramatic scene?
Yes.
So, a lot of things are different there.
And some of this, I take it you confirm. In other words, you assume blood would, and I guess it would, just the way any other liquid.
That's right. That's right. The surface tension makes it round, but because there is no gravity, it does not drip.